We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is for college recruiting fans.
What a run! He's got a lane! Wow! Touchdown! What an athlete!
The inside story on the Ducks, the Beavers, the national recruiting scene, and high school prospects across Oregon and Southwest Washington. This is Recruiting with Andrew Nemec, the Oregon Live and Oregonian recruiting expert players, coaches, and fans follow.
Ooh-wee.
Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on 1080 The Fan.
Hello and welcome to Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on 1080 The Fan. Special hour this week because we have the nation's number one linebacker in the class of 2021, Keith Brown, in studio, recently committed to Oregon. His mom is also here. We're going to ask her in the second segment about his recruitment, what that process was like as a parent, and more. Applause. But first, Keith, thank you for being here, man.
Yeah, no problem. It's great to be here.
So you chose Oregon recently.
Sure.
And you announced it on Instagram first.
Yeah.
And then your phone went completely bonkers. How did you prep for, because you just grabbed a microphone with in front of the DJ and decided to announce. Was that pre-planned? Was that spur of the moment? How did that go down?
Yeah, we, me and Kenny Sanders, at least the head of recruiting there, we kind of planned it like I think the Monday before the Civil War. So we just had it all planned out that once all the coaches got in there, we were going to go up to the DJ and just have me do it in front of everybody. I've never seen anybody else commit like that. I wanted mine to be a little different, so that's how I was going to do it.
In front of a DJ. So people don't know that after the game, there's kind of like a, I'd call it a player's lounge, but it's not, because it's for parents and recruits and everybody.
Families, everyone.
Is there always a DJ there? Is that always the post-game vibe?
Yeah, so the DJ is always playing music. Like, the DJ knew I was committing before Mario Cristobal did, actually. but, yeah, so, like, all the, like, Cristobal's kids would be running around, all the coaches' kids would be running around. It's family, friends, recruits. It just kind of, anyone who's close to Oregon gets to go up there. It's really fun.
And how different is that compared to, in terms of vibe, in terms of feel, how different is that compared to other places you were at, whether it's the family feel or the DJ, or is all of that very different from anywhere else you've ever been?
Yeah, everything's different. So like any other school I've been to for a game, we've never stayed after. There's been nothing after. It's just like, you get there before, you do a little stuff, and then you just kind of leave after the game. You just kind of walk out like everybody else. But at Oregon, it's way different. You know, you do the VIP walk with, like, all the players and stuff before the game. The fans know your name because the Duck fans are so on top of recruiting. And then you just kind of go upstairs after the game, hang out. It's super fun atmosphere, and it's just a family feel. You feel so comfortable.
You started out and you were this kind of Lebanon kid people didn't know about. He wrestles, so he might be a good linebacker.
Yeah.
And then it sort of developed, and now it's at the point you're the number one inside linebacker in the entire country. Did you know when you committed that you would add 2,000 followers? Did you know that you were the highest-rated in-state defensive player ever to commit to Oregon? And how do you even react to that?
I didn't know anything, to be honest. Like, I knew my Twitter and my Instagram would go kind of crazy, but I didn't expect it to jump up. Thousands of followers, my DMs full, Twitter DMs full, everything full, phone blowing up. And then once I found out I was the highest rated in-state recruit of all time to commit there, it was really, really exciting. You know, it just makes me feel like going to an in-state school is just so much a way better idea, you know, because you feel at home there. It's like you grew up here, now you're going to play college here, and your family's just down the road, so it's great.
We're talking to Keith Brown, the number one inside linebacker in the country for the class of 2021, committed to Oregon right after the Civil War. What was it about Oregon that felt so special? I'm going to ask your mom in the next segment because I know she's a big fan of Oregon as well.
It.
But what was it for you? Because you said you've known for a long time that Oregon was the fit. You were waiting for the right moment. So it must have been an all-encompassing feeling because you felt that way for a long time.
Yeah, for me, it was... You know, I've been to a lot of visits now, a lot of schools, and it's the little things, you know. Like, they always treat the recruits, obviously. Any school treats the recruits pretty well. But for me, it was the way they treated my mom, my friends. Like, whether you're a zero-star recruit or a five-star recruit, they're going to treat you like your family there. And I've taken my friends to most of my visits now, to all my Oregon visits, and all the staff knows, all the way up from a GA to the head coach knows my friends' names by heart. So it's just really fun there, you know? And just everything they do for just anyone, they take care of my mom so well. Hey, you okay? You comfortable? Just little things, you know, it just trickles down to like the GAs to the head coach. So it's just super nice there.
So you knew for weeks that you were going to commit to Oregon.
I knew for months, man.
Noah Sewell, you knew about Noah Sewell right after his official visit.
Yeah, I knew right after. He told me about a month before.
And everyone thinks, fair or not, that you guys, whether or not you were formally a package deal or not, that playing together was a huge piece. Noah Sewell, obviously a five-star linebacker in the class of 2020. He's going to be there a full year before you get there. How much is his going there a factor for you? Is it just kind of cool that you're going to be playing alongside another great player that you're friends with, or was that really a factor at all in your commitment?
I was going to commit to Oregon whether he went there or not. So now once he did commit, it was obviously a factor, but to the point where if he didn't commit, I was still going to go to Oregon. I knew that for a very long time. But it's going to be really fun to play against someone so good and someone that I'm pretty close friends with. My mom's really good friends with his mom, so it's going to be a really fun time while I'm there.
Everybody talks about Mario Cristobal as a recruiter. Everybody knows about Andy Avalos's scheme. Mm-hmm. I think the guy that's overlooked is Ken Wilson.
Yeah.
I think Ken Wilson is a guy. He's rated one of the top 25 recruiters in the nation right now for 2020. That doesn't even include your commitment. He doesn't get credit for that. If he were to for 2020, he'd be one of the top 10 recruiters in the country. And everybody, I think, thinks of Hayward, and everybody thinks of Coach Williams and Coach Cristobal. What's Coach Wilson's approach? It seems a little different to me in the sense that it's a little less flashy initially, and there's quite a bit of depth to the relationship building that he brings to the table.
Yeah, Wilson is such a nice guy. You know, he isn't like the loud, flashy one, but he is a great guy to talk to. You can just have a great, really normal conversation with him, just small talk. His family's really great. His wife is amazing. His kids are great. So he just brings like a different sort of feel to it, but it's a good feel, and he's a really smart coach. So it just feels good to be able to play under him one day.
There's pictures of you and Noah and him together. You guys always seem to be laughing. It seems like it's very genuine that you guys are. How easy is it to do those photo shoots when the photos kind of make themselves, where people are just taking pictures of moments you guys are genuinely having?
Yeah, it's so easy. Me and Noah have this joke where we call Wilson our son. So we always put our arms around him and we all just start laughing about it. We're always joking around there. You know, it's just like you're with your friends, you know, and you just are always cracking jokes with each other, always making fun of each other. It's just really fun there. So it's always all genuine. Like there's never any awkward moment, no matter what you're doing. It's just great.
You talked about Oregon and the family feel and the fact that the kind of players lounge feel is different. And Coach Ken Wilson is a great guy and the whole staff really. How different is it really compared to the other visits you went on? How much is it night and day? Is Oregon really night and day different on an official visit or unofficial? Well, yeah, I guess you haven't been on an official, but on an unofficial visit than anywhere else. And what makes it so different? Because I think a lot of people think you wanted to go to Oregon anyway. It can't be that different. What is it about it that's so different?
Oregon is night and day difference between any visit I've ever been on. Like my first unofficial there, I come up the elevator. So first of all, they have a bat cave. I don't think anyone really knows about that. It's kind of low key. They have a bat cave. It's like underground and it's like a parking garage, but it's a bat cave. So you come up off this elevator and, you know, I was kind of expecting maybe like Wilson to be there waiting for me, but I get out the elevator and there is the entire coaching staff there screaming and yelling, clapping, super excited for me to be there. And then I give 20, 25 guys handshakes and it's like, and then we went on this visit, and this is just based off my first visit, and everything was so organized, and they always had me doing something that there was never a stale moment or an awkward moment. It was just so smooth flowing, like with say we were visiting campus or we were touring the facility. It was just everything was so perfect.
Number one linebacker in the country, class of 2021. That's you right. Join a class that has Seven McGee, the number two running back in the nation. Jackson Light is the number seven, I think center,
yeah, center
in the country. And Anthony Beavers, who's the number 11 athlete, he'll play safety. If you just rated him at safety, he'd be right around the number five, I think, safety in the country. It already is shaping up to be a special group. I know you feel like they're in pretty good shape with a number of other 2021 guys. We'll let them unravel and announce their recruitments in their own way. How good could this 2021 class be? And behind the scenes, how many more guys potentially do you feel like could fill this out where you guys maybe have a, kind of a dream team of sorts?
I think it could be a top three recruiting class in the country when it's all said and done. There's so many. It's like I've been on visits where five-star kids show up and they literally like it's second to none. They just love Oregon so much. You know, sometimes for an East Coast kid, it's a little hard for than to be 100% sold on coming to Oregon, but they leave feeling there like this is a place where I could potentially really spend my time. So when it comes down to the 2021 class, behind the scenes there's a lot of work, but it's going to be really special defensively and offensively. I think Oregon's like low-key becoming like a defensive dream school for some kids. Like it's crazy. It's so fun.
Kayvon, Noah, you, it's getting really crazy up front, and I think more talent could potentially be on the way. But I want to get to the very beginning of your recruitment, because it started and you came from Lebanon, which isn't the same as coming from a Jesuit or a Central Catholic. You had to take a whole different avenue. I want to include your mom on that. You are joining the show for the whole hour, so we will talk about that with Keith and Sarah next on Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on 1080 The Fan.
The Herd with Colin Cowherd.
Colin Cowherd.
I've seen San Francisco take on Seattle and Baltimore, and they lost to both because Lamar Jackson and Russell Wilson simply made plays that even with a great coaching staff with the Niners and a great defense, there's nothing they can do. Lamar and Russell just do stuff you can't defend. And so it feels like Seattle and Baltimore to me are my favorite for the Super Bowl.
The original home of The Herd with Colin Cowherd.
The original.
Weekdays 9 to noon, 1080 The Fan.
I got big news for anybody that loves Big's Chicken but hates to drive to Beaverton. They're now open in Portland. And brother, I'm getting hungry just thinking about Big's Birds. Dry rub, smoked over oak wood, then grilled to perfection. Add on a side of JoJo's and a beer or draft cocktail, and life's good. Big's Chicken, now with two locations, on Watson Avenue in Beaverton or 4606 Northeast Gleason.
Now an insider tip from the Mount Hood, Oregon Resort. How to make your next ski or snowboarding trip to Mount Hood even better. It never feels good waking up sore the next day, right? So don't. When you're done riding the moguls, book yourself a massage at the Mount Hood, Oregon Resort. And when you show your lift ticket from any ski resort in Oregon, you'll save big on your room. Instead of waking up sore, wake up refreshed and ready for another day on the slopes. Instead of a great day on the mountain, make it a great weekend at the Mount Hood, Oregon Resort.
When you want Christmas music, head to 97.1 Charlie FM. This holiday season, 97.1 Charlie FM is Portland's fun Christmas music station.
Enjoy the magic of Christmas with the whole family aboard the Mount Hood Railroad's The Train to Christmas Town.
There's a whistle in the distance, a trembling in the air. I know it's coming right on time and it's gonna take me there. And when it comes, we'll be laughing, you won't see a frown. I'm ready to climb aboard that train to Christmas Town.
Eat cookies and sip hot cocoa on the cozy and historic Christmas train as it winds through the snow to pick up and ride back with a very special guest.
Ho, ho, ho!
Just an hour out of Portland in scenic Hood River, The Train to Christmas Town is an all-new show and a truly special holiday experience.
I'm taking that train, whoa, whoa. That train to Christmas Town, that train to Christmas Town, that train to Christmas.
Get tickets at traintochristmastown.com. That's traintochristmastown.com.
I believe you deserve to be able to trust in your lawyer. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in just one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. At the risk of sounding like I just fell off the turnip truck, let me share a few more of the things I believe in. I believe in practicing law with honesty and integrity. I believe that a few bad moments do not somehow undo an entire lifetime of being a good person. I believe that focusing my entire firm on just one area of the law is the best way to do great work for our clients. I believe in the fantastic team of lawyers and staff we have here at the Reynolds Defense Firm. I believe that everyone who calls us for a free consultation will leave our phone call better off than when we started. And I believe in what we do. We represent good people facing DUI charges. If you've been arrested, you need help, and you deserve to be able to trust in your lawyer. Please call the Reynolds Defense Firm for a free consultation as soon as you can. For more information and testimonials from some of the many good people we've helped, we're online at ReynoldsDefenseFirm.com. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
From five stars to unknown prospects, we cover them all. From Oregon Live, this is Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on 1080 The Fan.
We do, in fact, cover all the prospects. But if we're being honest, Will Darkins, it's a lot more fun when we've got kids that are the number one player in their position in the entire country. That's when it gets really exciting. For me personally. What say you?
You're preaching to the choir, brother.
Okay, good. Good, good, good.
Gotta love it.
We've got Keith Brown in studio.
We got the stars in the studio.
For the full hour. He's the number one inside linebacker in the country for the class of 2021. His mom, Sarah, also here. And I want to talk to you guys about, we talked in the first segment kind of about why you chose Oregon and what it was about Oregon, but you're coming from Lebanon High School, yeah, which is a whole different thing than when you come from, let alone coming from Texas or California or Florida, where it's much easier to be seen. Mm-hmm. You're not even coming from Central Catholic or a Jesuit or Lake Oswego, where you have teammates who are seniors that it fuels and feeds itself. You're kind of a hidden gem. Yeah. So when did you realize potentially, and this is for either of you, that you had an opportunity, and then how do you put yourself on the, like, what did you do? Did you go to camps, or what did you do in the transition from, I might be pretty good at football, to I need to get noticed and school might get paid for?
It was, I would say, honestly, I knew I was going to, I had a feeling. For me, it was never like, when is it going to happen? It was just like, I kind of had a feeling it was going to happen. Just because when I would watch kids' highlights and stuff, I kind of grew up a fan of like watching overtime and stuff. And so for me, in eighth grade is when I realized, like, dang, there's a chance I could really do this.
How big were you in the eighth grade?
I was 6'1", 195.
Yeah, that helps.
Yeah.
Okay. So in the eighth grade is when you knew.
Yeah. So the summer going into freshman year, my mom sacrificed so much. And I was probably gone for an entire month between, I went to an FBU camp in Seattle. And then I spent 2 weeks at IMG Academy. And that was super fun. After FAU was my first camp ever. And when I walked in that camp, I never did a one-on-one rep before in my life. And so my first five reps, I lost every single one. And then by the end of the camp, I was throwing kids on their backs after I figured out a little bit. And I went to IMG, and I was the biggest kid there. I was 14 years old. There was kids there that were, like, juniors in high school. And I was like, okay, like, I think now it's legit. And then when IMG wanted me on their team, and before I even played any real high school football, I was like, okay, this is pretty serious.
IMG, for people who don't know, is probably one of the top three or four programs in the country. They're out of Florida. And when you were starting school, that would have, like, your freshman year, they would have probably been the national champion that year.
Yeah, they were number one.
They were coming off a year where they were number one, or they were currently number one. So that would have been a huge wake up call coming from Lebanon.
It was serious. Like,
yeah.
And then right after IMG, we flew to South Carolina, and I think we were there for 3 days for this FBU Top Gun thing. Correct. Oh, and at the FBU camp, I got in Seattle, like the first camp, I got invited to the National Combine from there. And to me, at that time, that was the biggest thing in my life for football. I was like, I was so excited. And this is before, like, I knew anything about the All-American game or anything, or about how recruiting works. And then after we heard about, if you go to Top Gun, you can get invited to the All-American Bowl. I was like, okay, like,
this is where we're going.
We're going. We got, my mom was so, like, we got to go here.
So wait, that's expensive.
Yes.
All of what he just described is expensive. Mm-hmm. Every parent believes their kid has a chance to be special. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of parents who pay all the money that you paid, and their kid isn't that special, and they don't have college paid for. What was it about Keith and his drive and his talent that you were fairly certain that the investment on all this travel was worth it and you were willing to let him do it so young?
I think it actually started way before eighth grade when he played Pop Warner from second grade all the way through the eighth grade. Well, not eighth grade, middle school sports came back in Lebanon. So they had an undefeated season that year and he was killing it on both sides. And we were literally at an Izzy's restaurant where he just announced to me that he knows what he wants to do. He wants to play D1 football. And I was like, oh.
As an eighth grader?
Yeah.
I'm at like, Izzy's.
Yeah. Nice. And I was like, okay. So he goes to get more food and I grab my phone. I start Googling D1 football because I've never watched at this point a college football game. Haven't really followed it. So then I realized, oh man, we're in for something here. So, you know, we talked about it a lot more. And then I started to stress the fact he has to have really good grades, that he's a student athlete. You know, his athleticism will get him there, but his grades are going to keep him there. And then I think I was at work and he sent me a text that said, I want to go to this place. And it was IMG.
Yeah.
And
for high
and,
school.
Yeah. Yeah. No, so, just for a camp.
Oh, just for camp. Not for high school. You weren't planning on it.
No, because okay. I watched like an IMG video like 2 years ago, like back in like sixth grade. Like I was man, this place would be awesome. And then I was just kind of scrolling
online.
Mom's
going, yeah, right.
My mom, well, we had no idea. You know, we knew nothing. And then I was just kind of scrolling online, and I found IMG sells camps for like 2 weeks. And I was like, hey, Mom. we kind of teased it for a while, and then it became a reality. It was so much fun.
And then FBU, we kind of found haphazardly, too. I was just doing some research, and I was like, hey, they have a regional camp in Seattle. Let's go for the weekend. We also took his best friend, Dane Sepas, with us that year. And he ends up with a National Combine invite out of that. So here I am again Googling, what's the National Combine? What does all this mean? What is Top Gun? Some other parents there kind of filled me in on the routine. And then he actually only spent 1 week at IMG, not two, because 2 weeks we couldn't have afforded that. So
it was expensive.
You know, so I had a coworker at the time who had just moved from Bradenton, Florida. So she was like, IMG's legit. And so we just started this trek. And then, you know, eighth grade for him, he just did everything. He killed everything in wrestling that year. He took
kids
state. He took middle school state. He took two national titles. He went to Iowa, went to Atlanta for the two last ones. And so I was like, I've just got this kid who's just doing all this stuff. And then, unfortunately, broke his leg his freshman year right before football season started. And then, so we had very little film. We had a couple football games and he got to step up to varsity when they went to the playoffs and he got a couple reps in on special teams and then OSU contacted us.
And
after my sophomore year or like middle of season sophomore year.
Middle of season sophomore mm-hmm. year. And at this point I'm starting to, from my end, I'm starting to hear about him, but I don't know much and there's no film. So I'm like, cool, he's at Lebanon and I've seen four plays. I don't know what to do with this. And then you visit Oregon State, middle of sophomore year, right? And that's when things totally changed for you.
Yes.
I don't know who wants to take this, but I think that's a phenomenal story that changes from interested in football to, oh, this is real.
Yeah, Oregon State changed my life. Like, I appreciate them so much for becoming my first offer. Like, they literally changed my life. So, like, it was always, you know, I was always the biggest, the fastest, the strongest in my high school, but and there's always talks like, yeah, this kid, we think he could play D1, but it wasn't really a thing at Lebanon. So it was always talked about. And so my sophomore year, all I wanted to do was start. All I wanted to do was get tackles and get sacks. I didn't know anything about recruiting. I still didn't know anything. And then once Oregon State hit me up and told me to come visit, and I visited there and they offered me, and they actually told me that they'd known about me for a long time, but just had no film. So it was really hard. So for me, it was, oh, actually, my freshman year, so the lineman coach at Oregon State, his son wrestles for CV.
Ah,
and he's
the connection.
Yeah, so he saw me wrestle. He's like, okay, this kid's like 14 years old, 15 years old. He's 195 pounds and he can move. So they knew about me since my freshman year, but I had no idea, of course. So I knew sophomore year. I just was playing football, doing pretty good. And then,
but you were on a visit. You were on a visit just kind of hanging.
Yeah.
And
we were on our second visit, actually.
Yeah. Okay, second visit, and you got an offer and were stunned by that, right? At the time, how did that play out? Because it seemed like it sort of happened. The way you described it to me initially was that it kind of almost caught you off guard where you're like, is this real? Like, what is this?
It was, Now having a bunch of offers and in a double digits offers, it's like nothing compares to my first offer. That was the most overwhelming feeling I've ever had in my life, still to this day. And it was so crazy because it was like I just got off of top. I was gone for a month in summer going to football camps. Me and my mom were gone for who knows how long. Just I was grinding. I was going hard. I was sweating. Then I broke my leg and I was like, man, like, and now it all paid off. Like it was so exciting, man.
So sophomore year, you get the offer from Oregon State. By the way, we're talking to Keith Brown. He's committed to Oregon. He's in the class of 2021. So you're going to have to wait a little while to see him, but he's the number one inside linebacker in the country. You get the offer from Oregon State, and then suddenly the flurry of activity starts, or was there a delay fairly quickly? How did that go from Oregon State to Oregon offer and some of the national offers?
So we got the offer on the Civil War game last year that year and it was shocking. I was like, what did he say? I was like, can you repeat that? So right after that, we then did the national combine in Texas. So we go to San Antonio and he's the only kid from Oregon. 24/7 Sports. I think he had an interview with them probably within an hour after we landed, after we got to the hotel. You had picked up on the Oregon State, so it kind of had started to kind of come out. And then he blows up at the National Combine. And that to me was a real turning point because we left there with an offer from the University of Louisiana. Didn't see that coming. So now all of a sudden we've got two offers. We came back home and settled in, and he started spring sports, and we just kept rolling from there. And then next thing we know, the Ducks are quacking. They come around, and we've just continued to collect offers since.
Yeah, and it's been absolutely insane. I got calls after a couple of your camps, and because I do Oregon, I have my own Oregon rankings, and people are like, have you seen him yet? And I'm like, not in person. He's out in Lebanon, but I'm hearing really good things. Like, is this real or is he just having a good camp? Does he move like this? Is he really this physical? It's like, well, he's national champion in wrestling and stuff. Yeah, I think it's pretty real. And then it was like, I think we're going to make him a top 100 kid in the country. And I was like, sounds good. Yeah. That'll be great. And it just went. And so for me, it went from, I hear this kid's good, to Oregon State offer, to suddenly I'm getting calls, which happens sometimes, but not like it happened for you, where I was getting multiple calls from multiple people. It's like, what's going on? Like, my phone's blowing up from numbers I don't know. And it's people saying, we're at this camp and this kid is here and he's unbelievable. It's like, yeah, he's from here, but I haven't seen him yet. He broke his leg and he's out in Lebanon, but I know he's a good wrestler.
Yeah.
And it just absolutely blew up for you. We got to get to break. We're going to do, you can hit up the text line 55305. It'll be our Ask Keith segment. We may have to push it all the way to the last segment because I want to get to some of your visits and what stood out fairly quickly about each of those. And then, you know, that last visit to Oregon, we'll talk about it again for a refresher for people who missed the first segment. Then we'll get into the Ask Keith questions. That'll be next on Recruiting with Andrew Nimmick on 1080 The Fan.
Before I got married, my dad told me, happy wife, happy life.
Really? Mine told me, get her bling, you'll be king.
That man's a genius.
Your JCPenney associate will help you find something that sparkles as much as she does. Shop select fine jewelry up to 60% off. Plus, save an extra 40% with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. JCPenney rewards members get select diamond jewelry for just $25. JCPenney. Offers valid 12/5 to 12/11. Credit offer subject to credit approval. $25 diamond jewelry excluded from coupon. Other exclusions apply. See jcp.com for coupon and details.
'Twas the holiday season, and in your garage, a brand new John Deere. That's not a mirage. With neighbors admiring your shiny new ride, it's your year for a Deere to fill you with pride. So if additional offers are what you desire, see our low rates before they expire. Now start up your engines and drive out of sight. New John Deere equipment for all, and to all a good night. Make it your year for a Deere. See your John Deere dealer today to discover more amazing deals and attractive financing offers.
The holidays are filled with magic. Sleigh bells, carols, family dinners. But there's nothing more magical than a holiday proposal. Come to Shane Company to build your dream engagement ring. We understand that this is a big decision. Our non-commissioned sales team is ready to make the experience fun and easy. We'll listen to your ideas for the ring, then we'll show you options. With the largest selection of engagement rings and diamonds in every price range, it will be easy to find a ring you'll love. Our warranty is free for a lifetime and even covers your center stone. See her face light up when you surprise her this holiday season with an engagement ring from Shane Company. It'll be a moment to remember forever.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, Shane Company. Open weekdays, Saturdays, and Sundays from 10 till 8 and online at shaneco.com.
Hey, it's Dirt. I'm a member at Crunch Fitness, and if you're interested in joining but want to try it out for 30 days before signing up, text the word CRUNCH to 55305, and you'll get texted back a link for a 30-day free membership. Standard texting and data rates may apply.
Tis the season to get the job done right. At AutoZone, we've got great deals on awesome products to help you spread the cheer this year. Right now, save $30 when you buy a 180-piece Duralast Mechanics tool set. It's perfectly portable, so getting the job done on the go is a breeze. And Duralast tools are guaranteed for life, which means it really is the gift that keeps on giving. Celebrating the holidays with a job well done starts here. Visit AutoZone.com and we'll help you get what you need. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Holiday Inn Express wants to let you in on a little secret. Members can now get up to 30% off at HolidayInnExpress.com during our Cyber Week sale. We'll even throw in free breakfast. Just kidding. Breakfast is always included in your stay at Holiday Inn Express. Book now and save at HolidayInnExpress.com. Terms apply.
From game tapes to junior days to recruiting visits, this is where it happens. Recruiting with Andrew Nemec, featuring Oregon Live and Oregonian recruiting expert Andrew Nemec on 1080 The Fan.
Special show this week, Keith Brown, the nation's number one inside linebacker in the class of 2021 and an Oregon Ducks commit, is in studio as a co-host for the full hour. His mom, Sarah's here as well. If you missed the first two segments, we will podcast those out. He talked about why he chose Oregon. In the last segment, he talked about how his recruitment really got going from being kind of an unknown kid out of Lebanon to being the number one inside linebacker in the country. But I'm always curious. I know you picked Oregon. But humor us for a little bit. I'm always interested in how different schools approach their visits. What's the vibe like? Is it laid back? Is it structured? Is it loose? What's the plan? I don't know all of your visits off the top of my head, but I know Oregon State was your first. So I'll go down a few of the ones in the Pac-12 that I know our listeners will be interested in. And then we'll get to an Ask Keith segment. Again, if you have a question for Keith or his mom, you can either tweet at us with the Ask Keith hashtag or hit us up on the text line at 55305. So first visit, vibe, feel, what you thought, Oregon State.
For me, it was, you know, I wasn't known yet. Like I was just getting on the circuit of being recruited. So I was just super grateful to be there, you know, and it was really cool to finally be in this like VIP area, like the recruiting lounge. I knew nothing about it. So my first visit to Oregon State was really amazing just because it's like that first time, you know. So it was great.
Mom?
I would echo what he said. It was very laid back, kind of informal. I recognized some of the kids that were there, other recruits that were there from wrestling. There were several there that were also wrestlers, and Keith knew several of them from football. But it was just pretty mellow, really. And that was the game against USC.
Yeah.
You had a mom. You had a nightmare visit to Washington. It wasn't Washington's fault, but it did probably affect things for Keith and his recruitment. What happened at Washington?
So we went to the Huskies against the Ducks this season, and we were told to sit in this section, so we just walked up and sat down. Again, it was Keith and I and his friend Dane, and we were probably about 2 minutes into the first quarter, and this random person walked up and told me to get out of his seat. And so he said a few other choice things, and then I had Keith and Dane go ahead and go by because I didn't know what this individual was going to do. And he continued to threaten to call security on me. And the whole problem was my rain poncho had gotten stuck, and I was just trying to not rip it. And a couple of Duck fans behind me, they told him to chill out. And then as I walked by, he told me that I was being a jerk, which I said, no, really, you own that. And then we walked up and sat up few rows back, and it just put a real downer on the whole situation.
Well, what I think is funny is the Washington, I mean, it doesn't matter, it's not like a Washington's fault, but the Washington fan is cussing you out kind of, and the Oregon fans are behind there going, that's Keith Brown, what are you doing? And trying to tell the guy, it's like, that's the number one inside linebacker in the country, it's his mom, don't do that.
Yeah.
How do you deal with that? Are you just like, I mean, somebody's cussing out your mom, you're a big kid. Are you thinking it's going to get violent?
I was really hoping that's the last place we had to go. I mean, I obviously wasn't okay with him talking to like me and my mom like that, or my friend. Cause I, you know, we're just chilling, you know, we didn't know. We're just trying to sit and watch this game.
You thought you were in the players area.
Yeah. I mean, that's where we were, but I guess this guy bought this seat. So, I just try to get away from the situation as fast as possible just because I didn't want to get too hot in that situation. So,
recruit beats up Washington fan on visit.
Yeah, that's the last thing you want to see on the headlines.
Washington State was another one that didn't quite go according to plan. Yeah. I don't know who wants to take it. Mom, it might be better if you take it just because Keith is still a student athlete. But it seems like that one was a misfire on their part.
Well, first of all, I didn't realize how far Pullman was. so we drove for like what seemed an eternity. I will say that campus is beautiful. You can't go wrong going to school there. When we got there, it was their junior day, and we kind of just milled around. We didn't really meet any coaches. We didn't meet Coach Leach. I think we were finally at lunch, and we were sitting there eating lunch, and we were like,
I wanted to leave. They didn't know who I was, so I was just kind of like, you know. You're gonna come to my school, invite me to this thing, and then not invite.
So they'd already come to your school.
Yeah, like I've been talking to him. I've seen
them.
I physically shook this man's
hand.
I
didn't realize that.
I had an eye contact, know his name. We know each other's name. And then I get there, and they're just like, "Hey, what's your name, man?" I'm like, "All right, cool. Let's see how it is."
And that compares to Oregon at this point.
Yeah, I went on an Oregon visit. I have an Oregon offer at this point, and I'm like, "Oh, okay, man, cool."
So you guys were ready to leave mid.
Well, yeah, we were sitting there eating lunch. We'd already been down to the locker room. They did like they had some uniforms. And they just said, "If you want to take a picture with a uniform, just go ahead and put it on." So
put a jersey
I took
on.
Picture. Yeah, jerseys of Keith. He actually wore Borgie's jersey because number 21. And then we went up to lunch and we were sitting there and Keith was like, "Mom, we got a long drive. If we want to scoot out, we can." I was like, "Well, let's at least finish the lunch." So and then this coach, I don't even know who it was. He just came up and took Keith out of the room, and he comes back and he sits down. And he goes, "Well, they offered me," and I was like, "What? Wait, I wasn't even there. I don't understand." And then we went ahead and stayed for the game, and then we trotted that long drive home.
Wow.
Kind of disappointed in general.
So I get asked a lot why I don't ever report bad visits. One, I don't want to dog out schools that I cover. It gets weird as far as relationships. And two, I don't want the kid to look bad, because if a kid's like, "They were jerks," then that could potentially reflect on the kid and not the school, because people don't know how to take it. But the one thing that you guys are echoing is something I hear all the time from kids when I get to know them pretty well. People think the visit is all relatively the same. The facilities are relatively the same.
Yes.
A structured tour, if it's structured, is relatively the same.
Yeah.
But people think like all these schools have this down. There are still schools that you show up and they don't necessarily have a plan for you to eat. They don't necessarily have a plan for you. They'll say like, what would you like to do? And it's like, don't you have a plan for me? I'm here for 2 days. I don't know what to, you know, if it's an official visit, I don't know what to do. Can you show me? I've never been here. What should I want to see? People think that everyone has this down, and the fact that Oregon just you've talked to me about this, had a schedule almost minute to minute of where to be. There wasn't a lull. You weren't bored. You didn't have an opportunity to get hungry because it made sense when you were fed and everything. That's all stuff that seems like it would be obvious, and yet, and it sounds like from your experience as well as the experience I've heard, it's actually not. What percentage of the schools did you go to were really structured where you felt like, you know what, that might not be the school for me, but at least the visit makes sense versus schools you went to where something kind of iffy happened or they didn't have a plan for you? So, what percentage of schools had it figured out?
The Ducks definitely had it figured out. And you say Oregon's.
What's your expression for Oregon?
They've kind of bottled magic.
That's what you say.
I don't know how else to explain it, but they set the bar very high.
Super high.
The very first time we went to the Huskies, because we've been there twice, it was more organized. They took us around.
Visit.
We went around on the campus. It was a much better. It wasn't during season, so we didn't see a game, but. We really liked that. We came away from that visit thinking, oh, this is a possibility. This is a nice campus. Good school. We met Peterson in his office. He offered him in the office. It was way cool.
You were a part of it. They didn't exclude you from the office.
Yeah. And what I was really impressed with is that Peterson definitely knew about Keith. I mean, they definitely vet their potential recruits.
They don't offer a lot of kids.
It was very impressive that, you know, I was able to say, well, what do you know about my kid? And he was able to just like, well, his GPA, blah, 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 and he knew. The California schools, we've been to USC, we've been to UCLA, and we've been to Berkeley.
Yeah.
And Berkeley, we drove to Berkeley because we were going to go to the regional for the opening the next day.
Like a last-minute opening trip. So, I wasn't going to go, and then we just decided last minute, let's go.
So then I said, well, let's get a hold of Berkeley and see if we can pop in and see them while we're there, because we already had – we got offered while we were there. Mm-hmm. And that was a nice visit. That was beautiful. That campus is gorgeous. We didn't have a lot of time to, like, go out on the campus, but you really, from the top of their deck, you can see everything.
Golden Gate, Alcatraz. It was amazing. It was a really fun visit. I had a great time at Berkeley.
It was a very nice visit. And then the UCLA, USC, we did back-to-back because Keith was invited to USC's camp, their elite camp. And so we flew down there, and we literally got off an airplane and drove to UCLA. Again, got a gorgeous tour. It was more organized, but we spent most of our time with Don Pelham, which was fine. He's awesome. And then the next day we did the camp, and then we got a tour. He got an offer after that camp, and then we toured. So those are the two, Washington, of course, Oregon, and those three. Those are the only visits that we've been on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because everything else is out of state, way out of state.
So we will do the Ask Keith segment next. If you've got a question for Keith, you can hit us up on Twitter at 1080TheFan or using the hashtag AskKeith, or you can hit up the text line at 55305. I already know, don't ask what Oregon's chances are with Justin Flo or Keely Ringo. We'll ask him what he thinks. And we'll also ask him who the best player in the country is that he's seen this year. We definitely have those questions. So don't text those in. We'll get to them next on Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on 1080 The Fan.
If you've got time for just one source on the Trailblazers and the NBA, make it this one.
It's just mind-boggling to think that you lose a guy like Zach Collins and it's derailed this whole season.
Each Thursday at 3:30, join Isaac and Souk with Blazer beatman Jason Quick for the Blazer Fan Insider. Brought to you by Change Realty, home of the 1% listing fee. The Blazer Fan Insider with Jason Quick. Thursdays with Isaac and Souk on 1080.
Yeah!
The Fan.
The buzzer beater. The upset no one sees coming. The champagne shower. 100 seasons in the making. Just when you think sports can't get any more exciting, along comes Oregon Lottery Scoreboard. Now wager on pro sports, right from your smartphone. Pick your sport, your team, and your style of bet. Wager anytime, anywhere. Download the Scoreboard app today. Lottery games are based on chance and should be played for entertainment only, not investment purposes.
Have a special somebody on your shopping list that loves to golf? Then you'll love Red Tail Golf Center's annual store-wide holiday sale, where you'll save up to 50% off all the gifts for your golfer, including top-name clubs, balls, shoes, apparel, and much more, all under one roof and at the guaranteed lowest prices. Red Tail has 30 to 50% off a huge selection of golf gear from Callaway, Nike, TaylorMade, Cobra, and many more. Not sure what what to buy? How about a gift card so your golfer can choose what they want? And to make you merrier, we'll even throw in a $10 bonus for every $100 in gift cards you purchase. Or trade in your old clubs and get a 50% bonus to spend like cash on anything at Redtail. Gift cards, trade-ins, and up to 50% off store-wide, all at Redtail's annual holiday sale. Now through December 24th, Redtail Golf Center, where we guarantee the lowest holiday prices. 1/2 mile from Washington Square on Shoals Ferry. Visit golfredtail.com for details or call 503-646-5166.
At BMW Portland, it's not just about buying a BMW or having your BMW serviced. It's actually all about the relationship we have with you, our customers. Our large inventory of new and pre-owned BMWs makes finding the right BMW easy. That's when the relationship begins. BMW Portland, Portland's only BMW dealership, where relationships matter. Exceptional offers through BMW Financial Services. Visit BMW Portland on Southwest Jefferson downtown or at bmwportland.com.
What would you do with the money if you didn't have to pay your house payment for 2 months, especially around the holidays?
That's right, no house payment for 2 months. This is James Hawkins at Golden Oak Lending. Don't let money problems spoil your holidays. You can use the increased value of your home to pay off bills or get cash out.
Why pay 18% credit card interest when Golden Oak's mortgage rates are in the twos?
If it sounds complicated, it's not. Just call us. We're here in town. We do all the work. The call is free, and we'll tell you in about 10 minutes if you qualify. You have nothing to lose, and we want to talk to you.
Refinance to a low rate, get cash out, and put 2 months of house payments in your pocket. Visit GoldenOakLending.com or call 503-455-GOLD, 455-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
NMLS 1149-37, license 5575, 4800 Meadows Road, Lake Oswego.
From five stars to unknown prospects, we cover them all. From Oregon Live, this is Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on 1080 The Fan.
Recent Oregon Ducks commit and the number one inside linebacker in the country never gets old to hear, does it? Number one inside linebacker in the country in the class of 2021, Keith Brown, joining the show for the full hour. It is the Ask Keith segment. We've been asking for questions all week, and now they're coming in. Very, very, very quickly. I'm going to try my best with these. Hit up the text line at 55305 if you have a question, but we're already getting close to being full. Justin Flo and Keely Ringo, two five-star prospects. Yep. Justin Flo, the number one inside linebacker in the country in the 2020 class. Yep. Keely Ringo, the number one corner. People want to know what your perception of those two guys are because you were with them during their visits, what you thought of them, and what you think Oregon's chances are.
You know, I met both of them at the five-star challenge, and them as people are really cool people, you know. I think a lot of people get the emotions, like, people, like, mixed up through social media and stuff between, like, how people are based on social media. But most people in real life are just regular kids, you know, especially us, like, recruits. Like, we're just regular kids. So they're great kids, and I love Oregon's chances with J-Flo. Keely Ringo, not super sure, but I think he would fit great at Oregon, though.
So this question came in, who is the best player in the country that you've seen when you've been at camps? Or in, you know, in games if it's an Oregon kid, but who's the best player you've seen in the country this year?
Easily Noah Sewell. I think he should be a 7-star recruit.
What is it about? So there's like this cult of Noah. People who see him, and it's reporters, it's not just kids. People see him and then they go, that's the best young linebacker I've ever seen. What is it?
He's like 6'3", maybe even 6'4", 270 pounds, but can move. He can stop on a dot, and he can run a 40 faster than most running backs. So it's like, it's so crazy to see this kid move. And like one time we were chilling at the five-star challenge, and he told me to pop his back. So he laid on his stomach, and I put my hands on his back, and my hands felt like little baby hands compared to like, that's when it really put into perspective how big this guy is. So I was like, if you can move that well and you're that strong, that explosive, like, you are easily the best player in the country.
Did you grow up a Duck fan? Do you have a favorite Duck player or memorable game?
I never really grew up a college football fan. You know, like, I always watched it. Well, I watched the Civil War maybe. Sometimes I'd miss it. I never really knew. But I think my favorite player was always D'Anthony Thomas just because he was so fast. Everyone thought he was so fast. But other than that, there was never really a time where I loved a college team or I loved a player.
this is weird timing, but Keith and Mom, you met Chip Kelly. What is your opinion? Doesn't mean that that's how he totally is, yeah. They said, but what was your opinion in the time you spent with him? How did he come across?
Oh. We spent probably less than 5 minutes with him. I mean, it was a really quick out on a veranda. We took a picture. We really didn't have, I don't think I could really have an opinion because I didn't really see him very long.
That sounds exactly like a Chip Kelly interaction.
Yeah, I mean,
how'd it go? It was short. He was busy.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like he's been in the game so long that he doesn't really care anymore. He's just kind of like, yeah, man, whatever.
And that speaks to how different coaches are because there are some coaches that on a visit, you could never leave it going, I don't really know much about him. You'd say, well, I know a ton about him, or I met his kids and his wife.
Yeah.
So that in and of itself is fairly telling. Somebody wants to know, and I think they're getting confused with your class. You're a year younger than Noah Sewell. So they asked if you guys plan to be roommates next year. But the other part of the question is, how did your relationship build? So everybody's heard that you guys are really good friends. Yeah. I've written about that. When did that start? And you guys live in different states, so how did you guys continue to become close? I don't know if people know this, but there's things called texting and Snapchat now, so just because people live in different states doesn't mean they don't see each other. But how did your relationship develop from just kind of this other linebacker from another state to now being as close as you are?
I think it started before the five-star challenge. I don't really know, remember how.
When was the five? People don't
when
know.
When was that, Mom?
That was last January, wasn't
it? Yeah.
It
was in the summer.
June. It was in June.
June.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking of the combine.
Yeah.
It was the first week in June, I think.
Yeah. So I don't really know how we started texting, but eventually we started texting over Instagram. And then when we found out we're going to the five-star challenge together, we were texting a lot more going into that. And then once I got there, immediately we just kind of hit it off. You know, we're playing ping pong in each other's rooms. He's a really chill guy, so he's always just kind of walking around, doing his thing. So it was just really fun, you know. We killed some running backs together, killed some tight ends together. And then we stayed in contact ever since then, and then we ended up going on an Oregon visit together, and that's when we became really tight. So that was really fun.
So this is, I'm combining two questions here. Keith, what made you pick Oregon? Was there like a deciding factor? And for Mom, what was it about Oregon that made you feel so comfortable, like so good with his fit? What made you feel like that was the right choice?
For me, it was easily, so I mean, I went on a bunch of visits and not one staff had made me feel so at home and so comfortable. And they were so, I don't know. Like, I think Oregon does a way better job at connecting with the young. Like, they're really good at connecting with the youth and the way they approach it over social media through hype. But it's just how nice they are and how genuine they are. You know, I've talked to players and they say, the way they recruit you is the same way they treat you when they play. So that's how I want to go through it.
For me, besides the family aspect, he's only, you know, 45 minutes from home. So that's a big plus for me because I've been a helicopter mom for a long time. So I want to be at every game. So I was very worried he would go off to somewhere and I'd have to move or, you know, travel a lot to see all of his football games because I've never missed one. So, I think it started for me the moment he stepped off that elevator on that first visit. And I remember leaving that day thinking my face hurts from smiling so much.
Great.
And, we went into Mario Cristobal's office and I think we were all a little bit nervous about that because we'd never met him before. And I wasn't sure, you know, what the head coach was going to be like, but he was one of the most genuine, down to earth kind of guys. And everything he talked about, I could see Keith being involved.
I wanted to commit that day. Like I wanted to commit that day, but I wanted to take more visits, you know, cause it was so early, but I walked away and I was like, I don't know how anyone else is going to get change my mind.
Another part of it for me is that he tweeted out once about 4 or 5 months ago that a big part of his recruitment is recruiting his mom.
Yeah.
And I saw that and I was like, oh gosh, here we go. My phone's going to blow. And really the only school that caught on to that is the Ducks. I get text messages at least weekly by Mario or by Ken Wilson I feel like
just checking in,
ask me how I'm doing, wishing me a happy birthday, whatever it is. And if I have a question and I text them, they get back to me. So when I show up on campus with him, it's not how you know, it's not formal. It's very informal. They're all huggers. So everybody gets a lot of hugs. And it's just not Ken Wilson and Mario, but it's also all of them right down to Kenny Sanders. I mean, I feel like even DeVell Williams, who's part of the whole academic part of it, I just feel like I can trust that I can hand my 17-year-old off to them and he's going to be okay.
We got a question about wrestling and if you're competing for a national title or state title this year. You're done wrestling because you want to focus on football, correct? We're getting low on time, but I want to get to as much stuff. So wrestling's done for you, right?
Yeah, I'm done with wrestling. It was great while it lasted. I had a great middle school and high school career, so I'm okay with how it ended.
Shout outs. Anybody? Little brother?
My little brother always for keeping me humble. all my friends for keeping me humble and not caring me being a number one linebacker and stuff like that. Shout out to my friend Dane Sipas. I think he's one of the best players in Oregon in a long time.
He's going to be a recruit.
He's going to be a recruit.
Dude.
He's kind of under the radar right now, but he is literally one of the hardest working, smartest kids in the state of Oregon easily.
Well, thank you both for being here. I know it was a drive. I really appreciate it. You guys joined the ranks of, I think, Talanoa, who joined the show, Braden Lindsay, MJ Cunningham. We've had a number of people in here. I don't know if we've had a parent in here for the whole time. This was awesome. So thank you very much. And best of luck here with the next. God, you got to wait a long time.
Yeah.
But safe travels first.
I'm going to graduate early, though. So I'll be on campus pretty early.
Not this January, but next January.
January, yeah.
All right. That was this week's Recruiting with Andrew Nimick. Thank you, as always, for listening. We really appreciate it. Next week, we will be previewing signing day because signing day is December 18th. We are less than 2 weeks away. If you didn't catch it, Oregon on Rivals has the number 6 recruiting class in the nation. That's the highest they've ever had. We will talk about that and more next week. Thank you, as always, for listening to Recruiting with Andrew Nimick on 1080 The Fan.
Thanks for joining us for Recruiting with Andrew Nimick, the show for college recruiting fans with the inside story on the Ducks, the Beavers, the national recruiting scene, and high school prospects across Oregon and Southwest Washington. Read Andrew's latest recruiting news in the Oregonian and Oregon Live, and listen for Andrew's updates throughout the week here on Portland's Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan. Hi.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.